Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
My name is Ryan. Tony Lodge is here.
Hello.
And we are calling Ontario, which is a bit of a flavour of the month, I reckon.
Yeah, lots of Canadians at the Mo.
And we're calling... is that the Mo?
Yeah.
Is that cool? Am I too old? Could I get away with that?
At the moment?
Yeah. I think I'm too old to say Mo.
Oh, I don't think it's like a cool new thing. I've always said that. Like, I've said that forever. My sisters say it and stuff. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever... have you said... really?
But it's not like a new thing that I've picked up on TikTok or anything. It's like an old person thing to say.
You could say to me, yeah, nah, it's a cool thing that like us young kids are doing, and I'd have to believe you.
Well, you'd believe me because I've got Riz. See?
This is Frankie. Fuck, I forgot about Riz. I wanted it to be my year of Riz, and it really didn't work out for me.
It's not.
No, it didn't, did it?
No.
Hello.
Hey, is that Frankie?
Yes.
Hey, it's Tony and Ryan. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good, Frankie. Where have we caught you? What are you up to?
I just got back in from grocery shopping.
Will you approve this episode?
I will.
Woo! Yeah!
Hey, it's Frankie from Hamilton, Ontario, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today.
Happy Monday. Welcome.
You're going to not just hear about, you're going to hear Tony Lodge's audition with the National Girls Youth Choir.
We're going into the Lion's Den.
Into the Lion's Den.
Yes.
You're going to hear the audition. You're going to hear the, would you say there was great chemistry between you and the judges?
Don't answer that.
Don't answer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But we're about to hear, apart from the audition and will she get in and will she not, like, we've heard for years that you used to sing when you were younger.
Hmm.
We, people who know you from the Jason PJ show, you were called Tony Roddy because of Pavarotti, the big opera singer.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear Tony Lodge and her beautiful voice coming up this episode.
I'm glad that we got that out of the way before I had COVID, because there's no way I would be able to do anything now.
Yeah.
I could barely talk.
Yep.
I'm really nervous for everyone to hear. Anyway, we'll get to that.
But first, every school had these things growing up. People have been sending in their messages. I feel like there's so much stuff that happens in high school that it's just normal because you don't know any different. And it's not till you get a bit older that you go, oh, actually, now I think about it, that's pretty fucking weird, eh?
Yeah.
Josh Zimmerman, how weird is it to think as an adult that in primary school you'd like run a mile during PE wearing street clothes and then just like go straight to maths?
Yeah.
Like, I'd bring your runners, you're like, nut, you're like, okay. Guess we're just running.
Did you have a, went to a real chill school. Did you have like a sport uniform?
Yeah, well, in primary school, it was just a regular primary school. And we had this thing called the fitness track at Eltham East Primary School. And it was like, it was probably like 700 metres where it would like go down this hill, then up this massive hill and around. It was basically a tour of the whole school
campus.
Oh,
like a cross country thing. Yeah.
And so before every PE class, it'd be like, do a lap of the fitness track.
Oh,
and like the thought
hell.
Of
that doing, makes me want to throw up.
If we did it now, the hill at the start just really separates the because you like you're straight into this hill and you're just like, fuck, I'm cooked. And the thought of that now,
I want to be sick. I was obviously, you can tell probably from my body shape that I was the kid that, you know, always had a sore ankle or a tummy ache.
Well, we know that you've always got a sore ankle because you're always falling out of
taxis. Because I'm always actually falling over. Yeah.
That's not a thing you said. That's a thing you
do. It's really true. And whenever we had to do cross country, like my sports teacher, Mr. Harwood, would be like, yeah, Tone, like, what is it this week kind of thing?
What is this week's sweetheart? And sore stomach? Yeah, right, I may take a seat over there.
And then obviously be times where, you know, like every couple of weeks I'd be able to get out of it, but most times I'd have to do it.
Yep.
And I just cry. I just run and cry. I'd be running the cross country and I fucking hated it. So, like, it just made me so anxious and so upset because I was so slow and so unfit. Ultimately, obviously, if I'd just done it, it wouldn't have been so bad. Yeah. But our cross country, so you know how you just said that, like that first hill would separate the winners and the losers kind of thing. Ours started with a lap around our oval. And if you already had to have a break, so you're on the oval, everyone can see you.
Yeah.
At least when you're in cross country, like
you're through the hills and the trails.
You're in the bush.
You're no man's land.
Of the school. So you kind of like no one can see anyway.
Yeah.
But you start on the oval. So everybody's watching. And if you already stop to walk on that oval, you're not sitting with the cool kids.
No. When no I was way. In Toowoomba, I played footy.
Oh, yeah. Like how old would you have been?
Oh, 27, 28.
That's cool.
And
you know when last year we talked about that renegade
we're doing
pub
it this year.
Yeah, I really want to.
So we'll start training, mate.
Write that down, producer Cam.
We're doing it. And you're playing as well, Cam.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Sweaty men. Oh.
Or maybe we should. He's a fucking liability. Yeah, he's fucking gross. When you do something that's like called a warm up, and then he's like, I've done the warm, and then you're like, cool, now that we're warm, and you're like,
Not only am I warm, I'm hot and come back again.
I'm actually done.
I feel great after that. Thank you so much.
I might have a stretch, some cold water, and hit the showers.
Yeah. Or they go, like at the end of the warm up, and they go, cool, you should be feeling like your heart rate rising a little bit now. And you go, my heart rate was rising when I was trying to find a spot on the mat. Before the music even started.
My heart was racing walking to school knowing I had PE today.
Yes, yes.
Andrea, I can't believe I spent 11 years of my life asking teachers if I was allowed to go to the bathroom.
To the toilet.
What kind of fucked up thing is it? And sometimes they would say no.
I think everybody had one of those teachers that you'd go, oh, miss, can I please go to the bathroom? And they'd go, nope, just had recess. And you go, oh, well, I didn't need to go then. They go, well, I can't bloody go to the toilet while I'm supposed to be teaching. Did you have that teacher?
Well, first of all, Miss Byrne, you can.
You can. No one's actually stopping. You? If you said, boys and girls, could I go to the toilet? No one would say no.
And Miss Byrne, I'm actually not going to find out for 22 more years, but I've actually got IBS.
Yeah. Yeah, and I will shit myself if you don't let me move.
So I had this thing with one of my teachers, Mr. Darling, where I think there was a bit of like, if they trust you not to take the piss, no pun intended, it's fine. But they kind of just get, like if a troublemaker goes, can I go to the toilet? And you're like, well, fuck, we're never going to see him for the rest of the day.
Yeah, he's obviously wandering around so you kind of causing like, a ruckus.
You build the trust
a little
bit.
You know when you like walk past a classroom and the you look through the window?
Yeah, to give him a wave. Oh, what are you guys learning? Oh, not me.
See you at lunch.
I didn't ask Mr. Darling if I could go. I'd just walk out the door and just go, let's go to the bathroom. Like on the way past. It's like, didn't even get a chance to send it. And he'd be like, yeah, I know he's coming back.
Uh-huh.
But then the teachers that are real bitches, and this is what Andrea's always pointed out, is that sometimes they're like, you need a pass.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a pass?
At high school.
The smallest piece of paper off of, oh, let me just sign it.
At my high school, at Lumen Christi College in Marton, actually Gosnells, Sheldon in Perth, we had a school diary and you could not walk around without your organiser.
Really?
Like you had to have your organiser on you at all times. And if you went to the bathroom during class or whatever, your teacher was supposed to sign your organiser and then if you were walking to the bathroom or whatever, a teacher could go like, where's your organiser? Show me your thing.
To see that your current timetable teacher had signed off.
Yes. Yeah, and your timetable would be in there and like whatever.
Is that on the most fucked thing ever?
It's like a driver's licence but like licence to wee. Like, so
it sounds
ridiculous.
Like a shit James Bond knockoff. Yeah.
The porn version.
License to pee. Marcus, this actually fucking does me in because we both got up early for many years doing breakfast radio, but I'd still say we're not natural morning people per se. Like we can get up early, but we need to warm up.
I would say that the desire to start early and finish early outweighs the need. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yep.
I think both of us are like, oh, getting up early, not ideal. Oh, but how good's finishing early?
Yeah, no, I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
Marcus said, there was once a punch on at the bus stop before school one day.
Oh.
The thought of me having the energy to open an email before 8 a.m. is hard enough, but having the energy to fight some guy in the morning, that's enough from me.
That's such a good point. What were they up to?
Like, I mean, they fucking step a million, and you're like, hey, whoa, not till I've had my coffee, son.
Yeah,
like,
they'd had their up and go, and they were ready to fight.
The original up and go.
Yeah. The up and come at me, bro, more like. I'm watching Jersey Shore at the moment. So.
Okay. You're a bit hot. You're coming in yeah. hot. Yeah. Bit of GTL?
Yeah, nice. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, here's a great meme. High school teachers. Oh, lots of students are depressed. Also high school teachers. It's 8 a.m. Let's watch Schindler's List. All right, great. Have a nice day, everyone.
Yeah, for our fucking literature book this year, we're reading the most graphic shit ever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, cool. Off to maths you go.
Yeah.
I actually need time to digest what I've seen in my soul.
Yeah.
In year 10 English, we watched the movie AI. You know the movie AI? It's got like Haley Joel Osment in it and it's like actually fucked.
Yep.
It's really heavy and the movie goes for about 3 hours. So it took us weeks to watch
classes,
it. Yeah, like because you watch 20 minutes and then the bell goes and then whatever. And it was like so harrowing, to use your word, so harrowing watching that movie. And then right at the end, spoilers, the movie came out like 30 years ago. Like he and his mum both die and it's like actually really it's like a really sad movie.
And then the bell goes like, cool, we have to run a mile.
Yeah. Yeah, get your cross country ready. No, I was crying while I was running.
What is it this week, Tony? Oh, a scary film.
Yeah, we watched the saddest movie. They're like, fucking turn it up, bitch.
Take it
up,
like, did you guys read To Kill a Mockingbird?
Okay, it's not To Kill a Mockingbird. It's To Kill a Mockingbird. And yes, we did.
What's it called?
To Kill a Mockingbird. It's not To Kill a Mockingbird. That is a cocktail recipe book.
Is it?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Maybe I've read
we
that
have
one.
It. Torbs and I have it.
Maybe that's why my English essays were so different to the rest of the class.
You're like, oh, Patron, okay.
Yeah, the way he squeezed the lime into the glass. Like, what the fuck?
Muddle my glass.
So I've got here a BuzzFeed quiz.
Ooh.
And it says, guess what you were like in high school. What were you like in high school?
Well, I was a fucking loser.
Well, let's find out if it's BuzzFeed official, your loser status.
I can fucking save you a quiz, mate, and tell you that I definitely was.
All right, school's over. What are you doing? Is it time to study? Is it singing and dancing? Is it shopping? Is it going to sports practice? Is it snacking or is it scrolling through social media?
I'll say singing and dancing because after school on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays, I had band or choir.
Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah. And then Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Fridays. And then on Thursdays I had ballet. So
fuck, every day something on. Yeah. What was your favorite class? Is it A, nothing, I hate school? Is it B, science? Is it C, theatre? Is it D, maths? Is it E, PE? What comes after E? Is it H, English?
I guess English or theatre.
I don't want to sway the jury, but I will go theatre.
Oh.
How do you dress?
Oh.
Something cute but comfortable?
This isn't appropriate because I had to wear a uniform.
Cheerleader uniform.
Oh.
Sweats. Something eye-catching. A graphic T-shirt or nothing special.
But we had to wear a uniform.
What about after school though? Or just on the weekends?
After school. What was it? Cute and practical?
Something cute and comfortable?
Yeah, cute and comfortable.
Okay. Pick something to eat for breakfast. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Bananas, veggies, fruit, smoothies, or anything and everything?
Probably banana.
Who do you sit with at lunch? My crush? My teammates? The cool kids? The theatre kids? My friends? Or just my best friend?
Probably my friends.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Were they also theatre kids? Were all your friends in the band and orchestra and ballet?
Nah, they weren't really those friends.
Okay. How would your friends describe you? Smart, passionate, kind, talented, sassy, or adventurous?
Passionate or kind, I reckon. Wasn't that smart? Not that talented. Definitely.
Not sassy.
Definitely not adventurous. I wasn't sassy then.
If you had a crush on someone, what would you do?
Nothing.
Let them come to me. Or this might be it. Say absolutely nothing. Write a song for them. Write a love letter. Ask them out in a really cute and public way. That's disgusting. Just hang out with them and test the waters.
I guess say nothing.
Say nothing.
I guess. Or write a song, but never perform it. Like, it's just for me.
Favorite color? Green, red, blue, white, purple, pink.
Blue.
What's the last thing you search for on the internet? Is it a music video? Is it sports results? Is it a homework question? Is it my crush's socials? Remember, this is when you're in high school. An online store, or I'm not telling, it's a secret.
It would have been like MySpace or Tumblr. I was super into Tumblr.
I'll put that on my crush's socials.
Yeah, I'd say socials, I guess.
Last one.
Mm-hmm.
Which nickname would your friends most likely give you? Babe, Regina George, Ace, Jet, Einstein, or Drama Queen?
Drama Queen. My God, easy.
Oh, my God. This is strange considering the last answer. You're a plastic.
No, I'm not.
You're one of the most popular kids in your school.
Oh, those quizzes are wrong.
Either everyone's crushing on you or wants to be your friend. You're quite striking, dramatic, and, of course, sassy. Did it listen to any of the answers I gave it?
We should call BuzzFeed. There's something wrong.
We should call BuzzFeed.
Get them on the phone.
Get them on the phone.
Give them a buzz.
Hey, it's Frankie from Hamilton, Ontario, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. Thank you so much for being part of it. You can check it out at the link in our show notes. We do like a live stream once a month for champion tappers. We do my blog, my weekly blog. It's also where everybody can apply to approve the pod.
Yep.
So all the phone calls you hear at the beginning of the podcast and the little bit you just heard then, that's all from our Patreon. A few people in there. Erica Keeney, thank you so much. Justin Posnaski, Diana Cripps, Megan Hardage, Victoria Farrow, and Hannah Damo. Thank you so much for being part of it. We fucking love to see it.
Hannah Damo.
Damo.
All right, we were just talking about being in high school and school and when we were younger. I want everyone to have a think about when they were at school, what did they want to do when they were older? What was their dream? What did you really want to do more than anything else in this world?
Smooth, yeah.
Because for Tony Lodge, captain of the school choir,
it was to be
in the Australian youth choir.
To be in the Qantas ad.
That was like a stepping stone. To be in the Qantas ad. So in Australia, the Qantas airline have these really iconic ads where they sing I Still Call Australia Home.
Yeah.
And they're filmed like in the desert, at the beach, on the Brooklyn Bridge, in Paris, you know, at the pyramids. And they're like
they are beautifully shot.
Yeah. Like you almost cry every time you watch it. They're so beautifully made and beautifully shot.
And when the plane lands still now on a Qantas flight and when you're boarding, they play that song like over the speakers.
It's emotional.
And
isn't it?
You're like on it and you just feel patriotic. Like immediately you feel like, oh my God, I love my country.
So we found out that Tony's mum, bless her soul, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, mum, love you.
Is a filthy liar.
Yeah.
Because she lied to Tony and said, actually, Tony, girls from Western Australia can't be in the choir because you have to be on the East Coast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they film all of the ads on the East Coast. So there's just sweet, I'm so sorry, like, you know.
It turns out our friend Lauren, who also lived in Western Australia, was in one of those ads.
She was in one of those ads, yeah.
And then we put two and two together.
It never really added up until we were actually doing this podcast. And I was like, oh, but like I could never be in it because XYZ, we were both like, Loz was in it. And then we were like,
So how old do you turn this year?
30. I'm 30 this year.
Tony's turning 30 this year. And we thought, hey, better late than never.
Yep. Start the fucking blog.
Start the fucking blog. Cam and I have been going back and forth, but we finally arranged for you to have an audition with the National Girls Youth Choir.
And so last week you would have heard the audio of me kind of about to go in.
Yep.
And I was pretty nervous.
You were quite nervous.
I was fucking really nervous actually. Yep. And
Carmel
did come in. Yep. Who was lovely, by the way.
The tarpers.
I mean, she was lovely, but it was obviously like a weird power dynamic between the two of us. Because
what are you saying? What do you mean?
Well, I really wanted to impress her and was like trying to be very professional and she looked very professional. She was in a lovely snappy pantsuit.
Yep, she did look professional.
Yeah, she was really
Would you say that she...
She was there for business.
she was there for business. Would you say she looked like she didn't want to have her time wasted?
Yeah. She looked like she was a bit like, I've got places to be.
She did have places to be.
But, you know, like you could tell from her energy that she, there was a million things that she had to do that day and that was just one thing.
Okay. So.
Well, you would say that, right? Like
yeah.
She, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we put it to a vote in Patreon and the Tarpers voted that you would be singing Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson and also Pie Jester. What's the song?
P-A-A-Zoo.
P-A-A-Zoo, because that's like one that is, I guess, traditional to show off what you can do
yeah.
in the operatic circles. Is that?
And because I wanted to show that we were taking it seriously as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you're about to hear is the raw audio.
You're coming in with us.
Coming into the room. Enjoy Tony Lodge's audition for the National Girls Youth Choir. What's wrong?
My dress was just like in my knickers. Hello, Carmel.
Hi.
Hello,
Tony.
How are you?
How are you?
Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, no, thank you. Did you want to just let me know why it is that you want to be part of the National Girls Youth Choir?
So not just because I want to be in the Qantas ad, but I love art of all forms. I've always enjoyed being a singer. I was the choir captain at my high school, and so I'm very passionate about voice, and I think that I'd be a real asset to the children's choir.
You think you'd be a good fit then? That's why you think you'd be a good fit?
Yes. I think that I've got the talent and drive to be part of the National Girls Youth Choir.
Okay. So what's the first song you're going to sing?
Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
Okay. And is there a reason that you chose this song?
I thought it'd be a good classic audition song because it's in pitch perfect and a bit of a crowd pleaser as well. I thought that maybe people rouse the crowd, you know, thought that'd be good.
Okay. When you're ready.
Great.
Let's hear it.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. You dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. And all you'd ever hear me say is happy to be with you. It's all you'd ever hear me say. But since you've been gone, I cannot breathe for the first time. I'm so moving on, yeah, yeah. Thanks to you, now I get what I want. Since you've been gone.
Okay, yes. Okay, cool. What's your next song?
My next song is P-A-A-Zoo, the Gabrielle Fauré arrangement of P-A-A-Zoo.
Okay. Yeah.
It's my go-to audition piece back in the day, so I'm really proud of it.
When you're ready.
Thank you. Nam Requiem, Sempita Nam Requiem.
Very nice. Well done.
Nervous.
That was beautiful. I guess the only thing I want to just clarify with you is, what is your age?
29.
29. Yeah. Okay. With the girls' choir, we are recruiting between 10 and 16. You're aware of that?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought maybe there was like a special
admissions.
Yeah. Like for highly skilled girls or something.
I think we'll probably have to have a little chat about it.
Okay.
And, maybe that's let you know. Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Carmel. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for your time.
So now that it's said, all said and done, Tony,
yeah.
How do you think you went?
It's a bit pitchy, wasn't it, at points? I was trying to do my best. I was very you can hear how nervous I was, eh?
Yeah.
You can actually hear the nerves in my voice.
Yeah.
I'm
proud of you. You did a really good job. To be fair,
that's
during
really nice.
Kelly Clarkson, I was I wouldn't say nervous.
It was a bit of a bait and switch from me.
So it was a deliberate
ploy. Do you think so? Oh. But yeah, well yeah, because I was like, obviously it's like not. And because I could kind of feel her going like,
why am I
what
here?
A waste of fucking time.
Could you feel me pissing myself in the corner of the room?
I could not look at anyone. I didn't even look at Carmel. I looked above her and like away.
Oh, no wonder you guys didn't have a connection.
And then, well, because I couldn't look her in the eye because I was like, and then with the second one, I had to read my sheet music.
Yes.
So I was like, had an excuse.
So
to,
I was pissing myself during the first. I couldn't.
I couldn't look
face.
At any of you because I was just so nervous. I was also feeling
you,
very
you
vulnerable.
You would have fucking lost it if you had a seen Cam and I because we were almost crying. Because
I was doing a beautiful job. Yeah.
But the second one, I think everyone who's just listened, they're mopping up their cars right now because all the tears that are in there is beautiful.
Thank you.
It was beautiful.
That's lovely.
It was
I
very
actually
impressive.
Really appreciate that.
It was
Thank
impressive.
You.
Were you expecting it to be that good, Cam?
I was actually, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Were you thinking like, oh, this is going to be fine?
To be honest, I just didn't know because, again, we've never heard it.
Yeah.
We keep hearing about it.
Yeah.
But we've never heard it. And then, like I said, maybe it was the bait and switch, but after Kelly Clarkson, I was like, fuck, Carmel's coming. Like, yeah.
But
it's
also
taken a while
like,
to organise this.
How am I going to tell Tony that that was all right? You know, when someone shows you something they're really proud of and you go, fuck, what am I going to say?
It's great, babe.
Yeah, wow. You should be proud.
But you should be proud because you were great. We do have an email from the National Girls Youth Choir.
I don't know if you remember this, Ryan, but after, like, Carmel had left, we'd left, we weren't there anymore, and you said, Tony, I don't know that you haven't gotten in, is what you said to me. And I thought, nah, you obviously just like gassed me up a bit. And then I thought about it at home and I was like, I actually like should probably start practicing my Qantas song because I think I've really nailed that.
I wouldn't disagree. I thought it was no chance. And when Carmel left, I was like,
actually,
we could be fucking on here.
We don't know, you know. And so I'm going home and I'm like, what white blouse can I wear in my Qantas ad?
Surely
like,
they'd provide that.
I don't know. Well, I bought six online, six different ones.
They're not going to send you to the pyramids to film a thing and then you turn up in a Rip Curl t-shirt and you go, yeah. And then they go, oh, did you?
Rip Curl t-shirt.
Oh, so I assumed you'd supply a white shirt.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. No, where's hair and makeup? Where's my trailer?
We spent the budget flying you over here, sweetheart. All you can do is wheel out a white Target t-shirt.
Yeah, surely you popped down to Target on the way. Target Country.
Yes.
You know.
They still exist, by the way. Shout out to Target Country in Ararat, which I frequented when I lived in the... And that was like, oh, you're going uptown.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, no.
Oh, you're going somewhere nice.
It's going somewhere nice. Better go to Target Country and get yourself a crisp white shirt.
Oh, well, that's where I'll be going.
We got an email from the National Girls Youth Choir.
From Carmel herself?
It doesn't say.
Oh,
it's
a form email. Thank you for your interest in the Girls Youth Choir.
It's from admin at like, yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
Hello,
read me the whole email.
Ryan, Cam, and Tony. Carmen, the couple. I kept saying her name wrong on the day. But I tried. Not that that put her in a bad mood.
Was it Carmel? What did you call
it? Yeah, it was Carmel.
It?
I said Carmen a few times.
Oh, Ryan. Oh, we needed to be
I know.
I had to sing two songs and you couldn't get someone's fucking name right. I sang in Latin and you just had to get her fucking name right.
I was speaking in Latin as well, but she didn't appreciate it.
Oh, God.
Carmel, would like to thank you for allowing her to witness Tony sing.
You're more than welcome, Carmel. Thanks for coming.
Unfortunately, at this stage, we don't have a place for Tony in the choir this year. Thanks for your interest. All the best with future endeavors. Is there a colder sentence than all the best with future endeavors? They were nice about it. I think they appreciated that you, like, put your best foot forward.
I'm really upset.
All we can do is...
See, that's why I don't try. Don't try anything because it'll just fucking turn to shit.
All you can do is all you can do, and that's what you did.
Just try my best.
You did try your best.
I have to send back the 6 shirts to Target Country.
I don't think they do returns. I don't think they do returns. In fact, there is no chance in hell Target Country does returns.
I can't get back to Ararat. There's no way.
Do you feel...
I'm devastated right now. I don't know if you can tell. I'm holding back tears. I just really thought that... I just really thought that it went really well.
It did go really well, and they haven't, like, specified reasons.
Yeah.
But if we were to, like, say if we like to chop it up percentage-wise, what percentage do you think was your ability and what percentage was your inability to be between 10 and 16 years old?
That's a great point. I mean, surely it's 100% age-related, not ability-related.
I'd say 70-30.
All right, that's fucking a bit brutal. That's okay.
It's on 50-50.
Yeah, nah, I guess not.
Imagine if they were like, we're actually into 30-year-old chicks now, but she just sucked 100%.
100% ability based. Yeah.
Nah, like, I think it's fair to say your age didn't help.
Yeah. And because obviously...
And you can live with that. You can accept that,
I can
right?
accept that, yeah.
It's not like she said you were shit. She was like, thanks for letting us see Tony sing.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us see Tony sing is more probably...
So, last week on the show, we heard that Ben Twigg is starting to write his own fantasy novel.
Yep.
What's one saying that's been growing momentum on the pod?
Start the fucking blog. I should start my own children's choir.
I don't think that's what I was getting.
Okay. Okay.
I think.
Open my own Target Country.
Right here in the city. Who would have saw that coming?
Bend the rules.
I think the underlying theme of start the fucking blog is don't wait for someone else to pick you. You pick you.
Yes. You know what we should do? Oh, my God. Everyone shut the fuck up.
We actually weren't talking.
Shut up is what I said. Let's film the Qantas ad. I'll just do it myself. I'll keep the shirts from Target Country.
I've already returned them.
But get them again. We're going back to Ararat.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. Fuck Carmel, lovely girl.
Excuse me.
No, but like, fuck those people that said no. No, not fuck Carmel, but you know what I mean. Like, fuck them.
Just say no.
Sorry, no.
Thanks for your decision.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Fuck. Sorry, not like...
No, you're
like,
in the power.
But
yeah.
Like, fuck the, like, yeah, yeah. Fuck the man, you know. The
patriarchy.
Yes, sure. And I'll just do it myself.
Fuck big choir.
I'll take a GoPro around Australia and I'll record my own.
Start the fucking blog. I love it.
I've got to recover from COVID though as well.
Yeah. We'll give it a, well, yeah, well, there's no hurry.
I'll need a couple, wait.
Yeah, couple, yeah, no, we'll give you a couple of weeks.
Yeah, thanks.
I love this. I love this energy. Who, yeah, what, who are they, the purveyor of fucking choir videos?
Who decides? I decide.
You decide. You're running this ship. You make the rules.
Do you think that Qantas will fund me, you know, like going about or?
I doubt it, okay. But I do think in the spirit of start the fucking, but we
in
don't need
in the spirit of Australia.
We don't need anyone else.
No.
Permission.
Yeah.
Tony says yes, so it's on.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
Yeah. Let's fucking do it.
Oh, my God.
Fuck, I'm so revved up.
Oh, my God. Where are we going to go?
Everywhere.
Will we get to go and, no, probably
yep,
not.
Yep, we'll rebuild the pyramids for this video.
Oh, okay. Can we go to Uluru?
Yeah, we'll have to check the budget.
Okay. Well, do we have any budget?
Yeah, we'll have to check.
We'll use the earnings from the target country I've just opened.
Let's just feel good about this idea. Let's get to the logistics later.
Okay, yeah,
let's just
keep
this.
Let's not be bogged down by details.
Yeah, yeah, great, 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 great.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
All right, I got you love to see it.
Is it that I'm going to start my own vlog and do the Qantas ad myself?
Two, you love to see it.
Love it, yep.
First one is that, obviously. The second one I would describe as Big Torb's energy.
Big Torb's energy?
And it's from Megan. Today, I bought my first car.
Oh.
I'm so proud of myself. Now all I need to do is get a driver's license.
Okay. So it's a burn on my boyfriend. Yeah. Okay.
So a lot of people in the comments are, like, I would say still supportive, but also, like, I think you've got the order around the wrong way a little bit. Like, maybe.
How old's Megan as well?
If I were to look at this picture, I would say she'd be mid-20s.
Okay.
So it's not like, that's all right. Not like 17 straight out the gate, but I would have thought.
Buying your own car, though, that's huge. I remember getting my first car. I had a red Hyundai Getz, three-door.
Three-door?
Uh-huh.
Jeez, how's the insurance on that?
What?
You know, like there was, I don't know if it was a myth, but it was like if it had two doors, it was considered a sports car and the insurance was big.
Oh, really?
So everyone had to get
a
shitty.
I mean, it was like 1.6 litre. Like it wasn't.
I think it looks like a red Hyundai Getz.
Oh my God, what if it's the same one?
But would you at age 25 maybe consider getting a driver's license first?
Yeah, I guess so. Yep. Or maybe where Megan lived, she didn't need one. Maybe she's moved to the country or something.
She's bush bashing.
Yeah, she's moved to the target country.
Yeah, actually I'm looking, it's definitely like Midwest US kind of vibes.
I love that. I think congrats.
Yeah. I think Mrs. Yeah, yep.
And she'll pass her test. Very soon.
Yeah, or not. Just drive fast.
My you love to see is from Leah Marie in our
Tony
and Ryan Facebook group. The COVID's
we're
coming.
We're almost at the end of the episode.
Leah says, I work in finance and I reached a personal best in loans settled in Feb.
Ooh.
Like, so, you know, did the most work, met the KPIs. I don't have a real job.
Hit them targets.
And I get paid commission each settlement on top of my salary.
Oh.
So you get your base rate and then everything else that you get. And then you get like a bonus for being the most.
So you're getting bonuses on your bonuses.
I think you get like a commission.
Yeah.
And then if you're the best or like you do the most, you get a bonus on top of that. I recently got engaged. Congratulations. So that money is kickstarting our wedding savings.
Yeah.
Oh, and I got an award for it at our first day of the month office meeting. Fuck yeah. That's what Leah said. Congrats.
Leah?
Yeah.
Killing it.
So good.
Killing it. How do you reckon you'd go in a job that was like commission-y based? Because for me, I find that terrifying. Like to walk in and look on the wall and you've got your name and there's a number and it's like, oh, you're going to meet budget. I'd be like, oh, it would do me in. I'd hate it.
I don't think I would really like it either.
No.
And because I like being secure, so I wouldn't want my, like, whether I could pay rent that week to be based on how well I did, you know?
Yeah, sales often get painted with, like, sleazy salesmen, but, like, fuck, it would be.
It would be a hard job.
Yeah.
And I'm just not good at selling stuff. Like,
sure
I'm not a good salesman.
Sell me this juice I've got.
It's half empty.
No, it's half full. You are a terrible salesman. And stop coughing on the customers, for God's sake.
This is a lovely juice. It's a beautiful glass bottle. Mm. And the great thing about it is that when you finish the juice, you could reuse this bottle for flowers and such.
Would you like
to buy it?
Yep. I'm in the market for a vase. So it's like a vase with a free juice.
Great. There you go.
See, you're good at this.
That's $300.
Oh, how many do I get for that?
One, but I need to pay rent. I haven't sold any other juice this week.
I keep telling people it's half empty.
Yeah.
All right, we will chat. You rest up, mate.
Thank you, mate. Yeah.
We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Love you, bye.